You're listening to New Technia. A tumbling transistor switched across just 160 millivolts. A bismuth and indium selenide tumbling transistor switched across a 160 millivolt gate range at room temperature while maintaining useful current. The science result addresses a long-standing device trade-off, but no complete circuit, manufacturing yield, lifetime, or chip-level energy saving has been demonstrated. A laboratory transistor built from atomically thin bismuth and indium selenide switched across a gate voltage range of just 160 millivolts at room temperature. The result tackles a stubborn trade-off in low-power electronics, switching sharply without producing too little current to drive another circuit. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Researchers fabricated a tumbling field effect transistor that crossed the conventional thermal switching limit while maintaining a comparatively useful output current.
Why does it matter?
Lower voltage switching could eventually reduce the energy lost whenever billions of transistors change state.
What is the catch?
The team demonstrated an individual laboratory device, not a complete processor, production yield, or measured reduction in a working chip's electricity use. Key number, the experimental device used a 160 millivolt gate range, compared with the 800 millivolt cited for advanced conventional transistors. Why ordinary transistors resist lower voltage? Conventional metal oxide semiconductor transistors switch by giving charge carriers enough energy to cross a barrier. At room temperature, that thermionic process creates a lower boundary near 60 millivolts per decade for subthreshold swing, a measure of how sharply current rises as gate voltage changes. The science paper instead uses band-to-band quantum tunneling. Electrons pass through an energy barrier rather than climbing over it, allowing the transistor to switch more steeply and potentially operate at lower voltage. Two ultra-thin materials form the tunnel. The team deposited alternating two-dimensional layers of bismuth and indium selenide on centimeter-scale silicon substrates. Confining bismuth to an ultra-thin form changed its electronic behavior, producing an energy alignment that let carriers tunnel efficiently into the indium selenide. According to Hong Kong Polytechnic University, the device maintained sub-60 millivolt switching across six orders of current. The paper reports an I60 current near 10 microamperes per micrometer and an on-to-off current ratio above 10 million, addressing the weak on current that has limited many earlier tunneling transistors. Where it fits among new transistor ideas. New Technia recently covered a gallium nitride transistor designed for very high voltages. This device pursues the opposite operating regime, lowering the control voltage for dense logic. Another experimental two-dimensional transistor combined switching with memory. Together, these projects show that there is no single replacement for today's silicon transistor because power electronics, memory, and logic face different constraints. Before we overstate the result, the experiment does not show a processor consuming one-fifth as much electricity. Researchers have not demonstrated a complex logic circuit, large-scale manufacturing yield, long operating life, or total energy per switching operation. The clean interfaces were produced under carefully controlled conditions, so compatibility with silicon substrates does not by itself prove economical mass production. What happens next? The strongest follow-up would place many devices into a circuit and measure speed, leakage, reliability, and energy under realistic workloads. If fabrication remains consistent as dimensions shrink and device count grows, tumbling transistors could become useful for specialized low-power logic. Until then, 160 millivolts is a promising device result rather than a ready route to cooler AI chips. Read the full article at newtechnia.com.